Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to All About Entrepreneurs right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you. I want to say good morning to my friends all over the world, to our friends in North Carolina, and our friends in Tennessee, Maryland, Ohio. As a matter of fact, we may be getting a call in from Ohio this morning. We will see. We want to say, we know there's a lot going on all over the world. I want to say good morning to my friend Paul Kiriazzi all the way in Japan. We haven't had Paul on the phone in a long time, but who knows? Maybe that'll happen as well. So we are looking for new and expecting great and mighty things. We want to say good morning to our friends in Texas. We got friends in Houston and in Dallas and possibly even a few in San Antonio, Texas. Well, good morning to our friends in Florida and Canada. We haven't heard from our friends in Canada in a while. So we got to do some networking and reaching out and contacting these individuals. We have people who are going to be coming on to the show over the next 2 months. We do have individuals who will be speaking at our second annual Women Leaders Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. So if you are a woman, if you are a leader and or an entrepreneur, or you want to be either one, you want to make your way to this event. These women who will be presenting on that day, either through speaking in public, or they may be a vendor. We have about 30 vendors, 30 to 30, 35 vendors who will be featured that day. And they will also, you will also be speaking with them as well as they tell you about their businesses, about their products and their services, and any other conversations you would like to have for them. And also, they have products and services for sale, which is also nice because when you are an entrepreneur, one of the challenges with entrepreneurs and new entrepreneurs or small entrepreneurs is when you have a small business, is one challenge can be getting in front of potential customers. And so this event serves a couple of purposes. One, it brings together the entrepreneur, the business person, and potential customers. Number two, for individuals who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs and or they're on their job and they want to be promoted, they're looking to grow and expand at work, in order to do that, you need to be a leader. All the companies that I've ever worked at or been involved with, whether it was nonprofit organizations, the U.S. military, the college, so every company, everywhere I've been, you know, big airline industries, pharmaceutical companies, you name it, every last one, when it comes to promotion, you have to have leadership abilities. That's just no other way around it. So if you're on the job, and I don't care if you work at McDonald's or if you work in a warehouse, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, you, if you want to get promoted, and there is a lot of value to getting promoted, you get the more responsibility, more autonomy. You also can get more pay. So there's many reasons, and you also get to hone another whole skill set that could possibly even parlay into some other career or job opportunity, even with or with another organization. So you need that leadership ability if you want to move forward. So all the individuals that will come to present to you in public in front of the podium, well, every last one of them are leaders. So when you talk to them, you're talking to a leader. And you know how we always say, be the leader that you want to see. So these individuals will come and will demonstrate also in their behaviors and their mannerisms and their actions. They're also demonstrating leadership. So you, when you come, you're going to learn in so many ways. Some of them will have products that will teach you how to be a leader. So it's just exciting. I'm excited, and I know you're excited. It's just awesome. We have Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant coming. We have Kawan Fitch coming out of South Carolina. We have Francine Humphrey coming. She's right here in she's in Virginia. We have Denise Jenkins coming out of Cleveland, Ohio. We have Beverly Carter. She's coming from Maryland. We have Mary Ann Kochet. She's right here in New Jersey. We have Ms. Addison, Sharon Addison. We have Gail Campbell, who is also here in New Jersey. And all of these women will be making either a panel presentation or they will be giving a miniature speech. So it goes fast, it's a powerful dynamic. And let me not dare forget my dynamic, I mean, phenomenal host, not host, but MC, OMG. This woman is like, wait till you meet her. She's going to have that room on fire. So our theme this year is hone your power, own your power. I mean, you have that power within you. And of course, I will be also giving a short speech as well. I did last time and wasn't trying to, but several people did give me feedback about it. So this year, I will actually deliver a short speech as well. And then, because I'm one of my favorite topics to talk about is that power that we have within and the passion to use that power. And so our theme is own your power and hone your passion. And so hopefully those of you who are honing your passion, and hopefully you will come. I can't wait. I'm excited about August the 24th. You still have time to get your tickets. Get your tickets, ladies. Don't wait until the last minute. Put that $30 to good use. I mean, it's just what the cost of getting your nails done or another track of hair or getting your hair redone. I'm telling you, it's going to be so much better spent when you invest it in your growth and your development. When you invest in your growth and your development, you see, the return on your investment, the ROI, is untold. It's untold. There's no, you can use any figure you want. You can use millions. You can speak in the trillions, because when you invest in yourself, in other words, when you invest time and or money in personal development, in personal advancement, personal growth, the ROI is unlimited. There's no end to it, because you can continue to innovate and you can continue to morph into something new, because once you invest in you, it's eternal. Unlike if you go to the store and you get your nails done, I don't care how good the person is, the hairstyle is, or the nailist, it is not going to last for longer than some weeks. And even if it lasts for some weeks, that's all you get. That's all you get. But when you invest in your personal growth and development, the return on your investment is eternal. And this is why I try to tell people that if you would work with, if you like working with a coach, you want to sign up with my Renisha Power Coaching Program. In that program, what I teach you and show you is eternal. You know, you can use it for a long, long time. Okay? You can use it for a long, long time. So release your power. It's more than just, okay, let me coach you. What do you want to do? Okay, I'm going to help you do it. No. We go beyond just the average coaching scenario. We dig deeper. As you, anybody who knows me, you know, knows that, okay, I'm going to go further. I'm going to dig deeper. So that's what I know. Now, let me see. I think I was going to have a guest this morning, but let's just see if we got our wires crossed, because that can happen. So let's see. She may not have the number. Okay. So let me give her the number. I think she has a different number, so I'm going to give her the right number, because that happens, right? So that's why, you know, we don't stress over things. And I believe this is the right number, and I'm going to give her this number. And then we're going to take it from there and see what happens. So you know how it is, 347-945-7991. So I actually have another radio show, so she was probably calling in on that show, which is all fine and good as well, because guess what? None of us, absolutely none of us, are perfect. So it's my fault, because I should have made sure and realizing that I do have two shows, and they have different numbers. But I am so excited. First of all, I'm so excited to be a radio show host. So excited that we can bring this broadcast to you each and every weekday morning at 7 a.m. We so thank God for this opportunity. God is doing great, mighty, powerful, and wonderful things. But I'm excited to tell you about that. Excited to announce to you the Release Your Power parties that are taking place and the Release Your Power workshops that are happening throughout the country. If you would like to host a Release Your Power party or Release Your Power workshop, please contact me right away. You can contact me on Facebook, or you can contact our 800 number, 877-311-0550, or you can inbox us on Facebook, facebook.com/CoachLilisa. So either one of those ways you can get in touch with us. And now I see that I have this awesome person that I was telling you about with us now. And, of course, first and foremost, I have to apologize for not getting you the number. But good morning, Denise. Welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, Lalisa. I do apologize. I was on the other Blog Talk Radio station, so that's my fault. That's why it's always important to check your sources. Look.
You know, I was telling people I have those two shows, and so they're two different numbers. So we know that that can happen. So, but welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been such a long time since you've been here with us in the morning, 7 a.m. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored. I just thank God for just waking me up. You know, on Wednesdays we get up early. We start our prayer line about 3 years ago, and we've just been faithful continuing that. So we do that at 6 o'clock in the morning every Wednesday here in Cleveland. And it's just awesome just to kind of take some time to build your relationship with God, to start your day off right. So I'm just at awe at that.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. You know, there's so much going on all over this land, but definitely the U.S., and so we certainly appreciate people like yourself and others who take that extra time to get up and to pray for our nation, to pray for our world, to pray that, you know, God's peace covers us and that lives are saved and changed and people are healed and delivered. I mean, thank you for those prayers, and the people are protected, people's children, so, so important in these days because, and you know, now it's just a regular thing to hear about some other tragedy.
Mm-hmm. But, Lalisa, we also lift up our prayers, too, for people to understand and hear their instructions and to finish their assignment. We pray that provision is given and opened up so that the visions can go forth. We pray that people stay in God's will, that they can complete that assignment, that one thing that will allow them to change the land and heal his people. We pray for those things as well. So we are just, in this season, we are just at awe at what God is doing, just the restoration and the excitement of people now coming back, knowing that they can do all things and that they can have all things if only they trust and believe.
No, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, yes, yes, yes. And so I was telling people about our upcoming event in August and that you were going to be one of our speakers and how excited we are. Just talking a little bit about being a leader and an entrepreneur and how important it is to learn from others who have already gone down that road and then networking with individuals since, you know, we can get done the things that we really need to do, owning our power. I said we have the power within to make things happen. And you know full well about that as you are the owner of the Sanctuary CEC. So why don't you tell people a little bit about the Sanctuary CEC?
Well, not to blow my own horn or toot my own horn or however they say that.
Well,
Sanctuary CEC, we started off as really a concept and a vision that was placed in my heart for and to help people. We are a faith-based organization with a collaborative of a variety of different entrepreneurs from all walks of life that come together to strengthen each other's hand. What that simply means is that we don't have to do it alone. We wash each other's hand. We support each other's project. We have strength in numbers. We have a variety of services, so we don't have to do it all or we don't have to know it all. And that's one of the key things. Some people think that when they start their businesses that they don't need anybody else, but you have to have a strong support system because whereas you may be lacking in one resource or one vital piece of your own, you know, vision, someone else might have that and can offer those things to you. Just for instance, like me and myself and you with our relationship, your coaching skills, your advice, your wisdom that you have given us, just seeing your flexibility to change and to not get stagnated, to watching you and how you help others release their power. Oh, my God, it's just wonderful. So we imitate a lot of successful people like yourselves because, again, we don't have to have it all. We don't have to know it all. We just have to continue to be faithful in what we're doing and continue to follow the plan. But one thing in that plan, you got to be able to know what your plan is, so you got to be able to write it down and make it clear. You know, I trust and believe in that blueprint. You got to have that clear and significant blueprint to know what you're doing and which way you're going, and then be flexible enough to change if it's not working. So that's where we are.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, you know, that's so needed these days. We need some Christian entertainment facilities where people can come because, you know, there's so many facilities. People do open mic night. You got these all things going on, networking events and everything. And a lot of, you know, believers or Christians are like, okay, they feel a little out of place if they go and, you know, people are going to be cursing and there's some other behaviors that they're not like, nah, that's all right. I'm so glad that you have a place where Christians and believers come and we can feel free and, you know, just ourselves and we're not anyone down, we're not checking other people. But guess what? Anytime a person can say, nah, I don't want to go to church because those people over there are this and that, well, we also have a right to say, nah, I don't want to go over there. I want to go somewhere where I'm tolerated and accepted and where I'm free with like-minded people. I mean, the Bible told us to gather, forsake the assembly together. So we are excited about this entertainment. We know we've seen it in other cities, but it's very fragmented. In other words,
right.
A person will want to have Go ahead.
Right now, we're seeking a building, and one thing that we're doing with the Sanctuary CEC, and you touched on it a little bit, the CEC stands for Christian Entertainment Complex. We know that now that people are turning their ways back to clean entertainment, you know what I mean, to wholesome entertainment, to places where they're looking for places where they can bring the entire family and just enjoy an evening out. Our mission is to provide that warm and loving and comfortable safe haven where all people can gather together and relax and be filled with a Christian atmosphere where they can actually enjoy God. And basically what that means to me is if they've got a bar on every corner, why can't the body of Christ at least have one place where they can go and just enjoy good, clean, healthy entertainment, food, and different things. So we are, Lamisa, on track, and we are looking for a building now. And we're just not looking for any building. We're looking for a building that can house a few thousand people, because we already know the body of Christ is large, so we need something on that kind of scale.
Amen. Yes. You know, so that is perfect. That is awesome. And, again, why should Christians have to apologize for wanting to have somewhere wholesome that we can bring our families and that we can do a variety of activities, whether it's bowling, roller skating, watching a movie, seeing a play, having dinner, you know, whatever it is, you know, we have host an event, all under one complex. You know, we have these facilities where they have, you know, stadiums in these different cities where you can go and see a game, go to a concert, have a convention. I mean, but again, it's, and the Christians go in there and we have to do all this praying the devil up out of there. Why not have these Christian entertainment complexes where it's already a sanctuary? You know, it's already has God's aroma just resting in, you know, God's presence is just resting in that place. Not, you got to come into place and kick the devil out and then have your event. Because I've been to those places and, you know, just that extra step that, you know, we can save ourselves by having, you know, just save a step, a major step too, because now you got to bring in a team of about 30 people to come in and out, because God only knows what types of events had been held in there prior to. God only knows. But to have a safe sanctuary, Christian entertainment facility, wow, where, you know, it can dub as all these other things, like you say, a place that can hold thousands of people, where it can be dubbed into, I think of a place we used to have in Cincinnati as I was a youth. I'm not sure if that place is still, you know, standing, the building, but it was called the Cincinnati Gardens. Mm-hmm. And it was out in Bond Hill. And the facility could probably, I guess it could hold about 4,000 or 5,000 people. So people like the Jacksons, the OJs, every entertainment group that was out during those days in the 70s, they have performed at this place, especially just starting out, until they got large enough to need to go down to the Riverfront Stadium. But this place, it would be a skating rink, and we used to go out there and ice skate. It would be a place to go watch the Cincinnati, I forget the name of the basketball team back in the day, the basketball team there. It would be a place for youth to come, and they would have something. But it would also be this place where they would have all these different concerts, like I said, the OJs and the different ones, and, you know, Detroit Emeralds, and I've been there a number of times. The Jacksons have come there, you know. But, yeah, so you could get food there. I mean, and that's what it was. It was a place where parents felt safe to send their children.
Yeah.
You know, but the only difference, it wasn't a Christian place, so many of us went there, got in trouble, got high, got, you know, the drugs. It wasn't a Christian place. But just imagine if it had been. So I'm really feeling, you
and
know.
We're not, and when we speak of Christian entertainment, we're not talking about doing Sunday service. You kind of know what I mean? It's not about us preaching to them. But they will know that God is in the house. But what we want to show them is the other side of God. We want to show them the joy and the music and the laughter and the humor of God. Because God created all those things. Sometimes people get God, you know, they make God heavy and make people bogged down when they, you know, because we believe that we have to fear our God, you know what I mean? But they take away the other attributes that God has created. And God created laughter. God created music. He created songs. He created the humor. He created all of those things. So those are the things that people need to understand he wants us to share, too. He loved music. He loved entertainment. I read the Bible, and the more I read, I read more about festivals and how they celebrate it. He loved celebration, but he loved celebration in a way that would honor him. And that's what we want to do when we come in and do it in a holistic manner, in a wholesome manner. We want to be able to just show people the love and peace and harmony that God loves have. Plus, we want to be able to have a unique place where you yourself and your colleagues can come and teach them how to be successful, how to be empowered, how to have and to move forward, how to make all of those hopes and dreams come true. You know what I mean, LaLisa? We want to be this place, this uniquely designed, diverse facility that will be for all people of all ages. It's just like what the Bible says. It's a place where you can do a new thing, and that's what the sanctuary will be.
All right now. Well, I tell you, we are even more excited than before. I'm excited. I'm just getting another notice from a woman. She wants to know where can she get the tickets for the event for August the 24th. Now, she is actually, now I don't know if she's up there with you, but she's on your page. But, yeah, she says she lives in Cleveland, Deborah Strickland. So,
okay,
that's someone you know.
And we will reach out and touch Deborah because we want to bring a whole van of people with us. We would like to, we're going to van pool or bus pool. We ain't going to carpool because car ain't going to do it when we come up to your event in August. We're going to bring, I already have 10 ladies that want to come. And we were talking about it last night. So just know Cleveland will be in the house in August up in Newark to represent.
Because these weeks are going to fly by, so make sure you got it locked down and solid because we are looking to host about 150 women in that place, and that will be a 200% increase over last year, which was only the first year.
Okay.
And so...
So, LaLisa, yeah. Tell us just a little bit more, the rooms and things. Have a...
There are rooms at the hotel, and the rooms are, she has 10 rooms blocked for us. And so all you would need to do is contact the hotel, let them know. Now, let me see, on the website, I have, okay, what does she have there? Okay, Wednesday, okay, I probably need to, I do have the address of the hotel, which is where the event is being held, at the Courtyard Marriott downtown, 858 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey. And it is on the website, the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. But the hotel, I don't have their phone number. But I'm going to get their phone number before the week is out and have their phone number also posted. But people can call the hotel and book their room. Let them know that you are with the Women Leaders and Entrepreneur, and she has rooms booked. But I will definitely just follow up with them. I'm sure they're booked, but that they're still available because this is a brand-new hotel. Hotel just opened in November of 2012, so it won't even be a year they've been there yet. So, possibly you'll be sleeping in a brand new room. But there is a special rate for that particular hotel. You know, whatever the discount is, but I think a double room should be somewhere around double bed rather somewhere around $129 or $9 somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. All right. Well, we're excited here. We've been waiting all year for this. The momentum that we see that's been even on Facebook and on some of the other social networks about this thing. The buzz is really, it's buzzing about this Women and Leaders Entrepreneurial
I'm telling you.
Event.
It's is buzzing so much that I received a call from the largest women's networking organization in the state of New Jersey and probably even the country, and that's the National Association of Women Business Owners. And that's NABO, and then they have each state has its chapter. So we have the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners. They're all a part of NABO, the National Association, and you can look them up. They are the biggest organization in this networking for women business owners. They have a huge database of thousands of business owners. And the woman contacted me and wanted to get a vendor table.
Okay, that's good.
Now I am going to be in some discussion. They contacted me. I did not send them a letter. I did not send them an invite or anything. They found out about this event, and they contact us. And so I'm looking at that as an open door, that God has opened up that door and that connection. Because, I mean, if she did one email blast, you see, just one email blast, and the fact that she's going to be there, she has a following. She's the president of the New Jersey State president, and she has a serious following because they do, they've been around for years, years and years. And so this is, yes, and so we are definitely promoting Facebook that they are one of our vendors. So those individuals who are connected with them will know that they are going to be there. Capital One Bank is also one of our sponsors, and they are going to be there again this year. I've been going by the bank, talking with the vice president at that bank to make sure they're going to be there. And she's had much more time than she did last year because she's been knowing about it ever since it ended last year. That's one of the strategies that I used, Denise, was to begin. I start promoting this year's event the day after that event.
Okay, that's good. And that's what you have to do. You have to start early and pace yourself mm-hmm. when you're doing these type of events.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to put in the work. Some people think that it's just going to drop in their lap, that they can put 2 weeks or 3 weeks into something like this and make it successful. But that's not the case, LaLisa. You know for yourself as well as I do that when you're striving for such an event as this and to get the most impact in it, that our seed is time, and that you have to stay organized, that you have to pace yourself, that you got to have a clear-cut plan, and that you got to implement that plan even for this to be successful. Because when your audience arrives, they expect excellence. And they expect for all your I's to be dotted and all your T's to be crossed. So doing this kind of thing and just reaching out and having other people, just like I said, to help, a collaborative partnership even at the beginning is so key for us, you know, because we cannot do it by ourselves. Just like you spoke about that National Association of Business Women, that's built on a relationship of business women. It's just not one woman, but it's an organization that believes in that sisterhood of coming together, because in numbers we have strength. So we are excited about coming just to build you up and to make this thing successful, and also to network in New Jersey. We really are excited just to let people know that we here in Cleveland partner up with you and support your efforts.
Exactly. And, you know, this is so, and again, like I was explaining in the beginning of the show, I was telling people about the purposes of having an event like this. It is to bring customers and entrepreneurs together. It is to also teach and to train those who want to be leaders and entrepreneurs how to do it. They will get to talk to and hear from. I went through the list of all the speakers, and they are going to come to learn from these people. And so the people got to really know that, you know, it's not about me. It's about me putting something together to help them You see, I can go and do, but people know you want to invest in yourself and get a serious return to events like this. You see, they're not people not can't I'm knock on your door. But can knock on your door and tell you about an event like this where you're going to get a chance to talk to entrepreneurs who have been there, done that, and moved on. You're going to get to hear from entrepreneurs and leaders. And so if you're on the job, I was telling people when you're at work, you're on a job, the only way you're going to get a position is you have to have leadership abilities. Even whether you're in a ministry, anywhere, entrepreneurship, home. In your home, you want your home to be orderly, organized, running properly. You still need leadership abilities. And the women that have been selected to speak, these all of them have been leaders for years and years on their jobs and their careers and their businesses. And like I said, just coming and watching them, talking with them, networking with them, you're going to feel like you wouldn't got a degree or a certificate in one day. Because I'm telling you, last year we had about 5 speakers, and I mean these women poured out, even though they were only up there about 10 minutes. But their information was jam-packed. Their speech was jam-packed with ideas and confirmation. Mm. So that's what you're going to get. And that's what people need to be able to tell other people. Come and get this information where you are almost can hardly find it anywhere for $30. It's like almost near impossible these days. However, we're like the dollar store, you know, or the dollar menu. We give you awesome value, powerful quality and service, but we're giving it to you at a reasonable price. Reasonable. And so we are so, so excited about that. And the vendors are top-of-the-line vendors. And these some of our vendors last year, they were working for other companies. And this year, they've launched their own business. And I'm going to have one young lady get up and share her testimony. Just last year, she was working for a major company. And through this conference, she was inspired that she could do something great. Now, and she had a great job. She wasn't like, you know, just a cleaning person. And so, no. This woman was with a major company. She left and started a major business. And I can't wait for people to hear her story. So that's what we're talking about here.
And that's wonderful. We look into also bring a lot of information and a lot of resources here, not just from a local level, but from a national level as well, where we can kind of cover the gaps, so to speak, from our state to yours. But it takes that leap of faith, LaLisa, for all entrepreneurs. You know, we give up so much, even for myself, when I started some time ago, I was making over $50,000 a year back in 2000, and I had a staff of 150 with a multi-million dollar budget, but mm-hmm. I knew that that was not my destiny, to be on someone else's job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be for me, you know what I mean? And if I could do it for them, then, oh, my gosh, how could I build my legacy for my own family?
No,
and for my own community.
I know, exactly. So I tell you, well, the show is over. We're out of minutes. I know we can still have much more to share to help people, but we're out of minutes, and so Blog Talk Now cuts you off. It doesn't give you any. So we thank you, Denise, for coming to the show. Hopefully you'll come back again soon, and we can continue talking about ways that people can improve their own, you know, lives and things that they're doing, or talk about being an entrepreneur, such as you've been for many, many years, what that walk is like. A lot of people are scared to be entrepreneurs because they're not sure, they're afraid, they don't know. But thank you to those of you who are tuned in, who will go back and listen to the archives. You have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll be back here tomorrow, Thursday, at the same time, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard.